Hi, and welcome to another episode of SharePoint Conference Television. I'm Kara Wanigatimu. We're here live on the conference floor in Las Vegas, and I get an opportunity to speak to some of the thought leaders in the SharePoint community. I have three of them with me today, and we're going to talk about the SPYAM, SharePoint Community Network on Yammer. It was founded by some of my guests, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves so that other people can know who they are. Joel, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. I'm Joel Olison. A lot of people know me as SharePoint Joel.
Yeah.
And my blog is collabshow.com. Mm. And I've been working with SharePoint for about 13 plus years. Been working with Yammer for a couple of years.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, always nice to have you in my little segments. That's excellent. Naomi?
Hi, Naomi Moneypenny. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Many Worlds. We specialize in adaptive systems, machine learning for SharePoint and Yammer. My role really in the Yammer network is to really try to evangelize enterprise social and how people can actually grow their businesses from enterprise social graphing.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And our final guest?
Noah Sparks. My personal brand is kind of Community Igniter, playing off the Sparks last name. And Joel and I worked together not too long ago, and I recently joined Yammer as a customer success manager in the district, the Desert Mountain District.
Oh, that's exciting. It's been an exciting time. I think there's a lot of confusion, even in our own community, about how best to apply Yammer to business scenarios and what to get out of it. But some of us on more of the bleeding or cutting edge, we've got a lot out of it over time. You know, Joel, what have you seen? You've been out there. We've been out there on Twitter a long time having conversations, but now it's evolving.
Yeah. I think that what's interesting is we've had Facebook for a while, and then Twitter kind of caught on as a community mechanism for communication and really connecting people. And with the acquisition of Yammer, it created this new tool for being able to really bring the community into an environment where we could have continued conversation and capture those conversations and really engage people globally, 24 hours a day.
And don't you think capturing that data is important? We were talking about that a little bit earlier in that, you know, it's information that you can then go back and find. You can mine that for key topics and what have you.
I think that's really important part of the community, right? We're trying to share learnings of people from lots of different places, across geographic boundaries, across organizational boundaries, and we're trying to put people together so they can actually learn from each other's experiences. So we're sort of a community of a community, basically. That's kind of our messaging there. And so we're trying to have those thoughts, those understandings of how the product can be best used, maybe solutions that other people have found, and have them so they're discoverable by other people. The wonderful thing about Yammer is it's very searchable, right? It's easy to search in there. It's an easy user interface for people to deal with. And so I think part of that community draw is understanding what's gone on before. So if you're new in the community, you can find out stuff that you need to know about. If you're experienced, you can connect with other thought leaders and try to fashion out problems.
Absolutely. And so Community Igniter, I love that phrase, right?
No,
because every
awesome.
Community needs one.
Yeah.
Communities don't just get created overnight by themselves. It's definitely not a build it and they will come scenario.
Right.
So what have you done to really grow the user base there? And who are those folks who are out on SPYAM?
I'm going to turn to Joel on this one. He's got the reach. I thought he was a little crazy, to be entirely honest. But we invited some key select people to an event, right? We made it a time-based thing instead of just an open, hey, free-for-all, when you have time, come and join. There was an event to it, right? There was a temporal aspect that really, I think, piqued people's interest, right? Mm-hmm. And it was pitched as an experiment. Hey, we're going to try this and see where it goes.
Right. Yeah, that makes a big difference.
And that invites participation, I think.
Just like with any enterprise, you really need to start as a small experiment.
Mm-hmm.
If you just try and push it, people are going to go and look and see that there's nothing there and never come back.
That's right.
And with this, our design was, we need to have a boom. We need to have some kind of igniting spark that create conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually the acquisition. we wanted to really talk about what does it mean to have Yammer and really start engaging people, having all sorts of interesting conversations around the not just kind of that roadmap, which Microsoft likes to talk about, but as a community, we really wanted to have conversations around what does enterprise social mean now with this acquisition, and just kind of playing off of different roles. SPYAM is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
all roles across all disciplines, from the people who are the end users to those who are architects and developers and MCMs. You know, it's really for everybody.
Exactly.
That's a key point also. You know, it's an inclusive environment where people can feel safe having conversations, whatever that conversation may be, at whatever level. Mm-hmm. And so that's an important, you know, component of what you guys are doing. And,
right.
you know, so it makes all the difference in the world, I think. Mm-hmm. And wasn't there an aspect of learning the technology for everyone as well?
I think it's really important. I think it's a great place for people to be able to experiment, right? Mm-hmm. So I like the messaging around experimentation. So if we're going to start small, I mean, you don't want to practice on your company network, right? Mm-hmm. You'd just rather be in an open community. You'd rather be in a fun community where you can just say, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing with Yammer, but I'm going to try,
right?
And I can fill out my profile and I can sort of, you know, try to engage with other folks. Maybe I've met people at SharePoint Saturday, or maybe I want to connect with a speaker that I've seen somewhere, or maybe it's just thinking about what I've done at SharePoint Conference or any of those things, right? And you have something in common and you can go out there and reach out to folks, right? And start answering questions, ask questions, figure out what other people have done. And that way you can at least get used to using new enterprise social technologies.
Absolutely. I would imagine also, though, that your work in the field as a customer success manager for Yammer really helps influence the way that you participate in the SPM network. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
Absolutely, yeah. So I pick up on the regional events, right? The SharePoint Saturdays and the user groups.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a slight nuance with the audience for SharePoint versus Yammer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a bit of bleed between. So there's blurred lines there, but absolutely. There's some great conversations being had around not only the product Yammer, but what it's doing to organizations.
Right, mm-hmm. right, exactly. Because it is changing things. It's a cultural transformation, mm-hmm. I believe, to get social and have conversations and work out loud.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, people are used to having private conversations in email, and they think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you find that it's changed the tone or the way that you speak to each other in the community or with other Microsoft folks who are on SPM?
I think that the InfoPath death is a good example. Just a few months ago, as an example, I posted on Yammer, so what's up with InfoPath?
Right.
And
a huge
60 plus messages later, we had a really interesting conversation within the community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And ultimately that thread closed very nicely with Microsoft chiming in and saying, InfoPath is dead. Here's a link. It's end of life 2023.
Mm-hmm.
As well, it really gave us as a community an opportunity to say, let's come together as a community and let's organize a funeral for InfoPath and let's talk about this.
Right.
It's a good thing, it's a bad thing. There's mixed emotions about what it means to have a product be end of life.
Right.
To really see the end of these forms and what it means for the new technology taking off will obviously create new conversations in that same network.
Well, and also, you know, I think it helps people being able to have conversation with each other when we know we're sharing kind of the same load of this mm-hmm. massive change we're going through.
Right.
Helps us also to cope with our feelings around that, right?
Yeah.
There's some grief associated, at least for me, with the death of InfoPath, even though I knew it was happening.
Yeah.
And there's also an industry segment component of it as well. There's lots of InfoPath consultants who've been building
right.
those awesome forms of workflows mm-hmm. for a really long time.
That's right.
So we have to also be responsible and think, hey, what are we doing with those folks? And we do, you know, obviously have that strategy, but.
And I think that venting, you know,
yeah.
allowing people to really say what's on their mind,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to have those kinds of conversations when there's no blog post to start them on.
Right.
And for someone to make a single rant on Twitter or something, it doesn't go anywhere. But
no.
these really constructive two-way conversations that happen in Yammer, you can really kind of start to see conversations assemble that are much easier for the product team to be able to look at and say, I can see these points. These are some of the points we need to address in our next blog post, or really kind of a sounding board for the communities to say, what are we going to do as a community to come up with some best practices, or how do we address some of these gaps until some new features or functionality come out?
Yeah, because I think that's the whole, I mean, I believe that's a function of being an IT pro, and whatever level you happen to be, is that our job is to take the technology that's delivered to us and make it work on behalf of our customers,
mm-hmm. yeah.
whatever that looks like, right? And so now they have different options than they had before in this forums area. But you're right, you know, the social component of working out loud and sharing that with other people, no matter where they are on the planet.
Right.
I think it's something that Yammer is unique, uniquely built for. Mm-hmm. Right. You know. So
it used to be really difficult to start these kind of conversations. Someone would start with a blog post.
Right.
And then someone else would respond with a blog post.
Right. Right.
And the community would kind of, well, which one do I post on? And, oh, these comments aren't working so well. And it was tough for that conversation to come together in a cohesive way where it could be captured and referenced.
Mm-hmm.
And now it really has created this opportunity for us to come together and kind of put that message together and engage people from all walks of life, all roles, and be able to create more of a cohesive message and a conversation that's ongoing.
Well, and it's also ongoing, but again, to that the point of a safe environment, you're not having this conversation in front of competitors.
Right.
Right? You're not doing it in the public on Twitter or what have you, or even on that blog post you referred to. It's almost like coming into a conference like this or a room or someplace and being able to really hash something out. Don't you find that?
It's a very supportive environment, right? We're not there to sort of argue about why are you using Yammer versus some other, solution, right? Or what if it's ImpoPath or whatever it is that we're talking about. It's really about supporting what people are doing, right? We're just trying to all get our work done.
Right.
So whether you're an end user, you're a business analyst, you're an architect, whatever it is, you're just trying to get your work done. And so, we're trying to figure out what are the solutions, how can we support that, how can we learn from other people, how can folks who don't have as many resources as we do perhaps in the U.S., for example, we've had lots of talks about how do we bring SharePoint Saturdays to different environments, different countries, right? Yeah. And that's been a great focus of the community there. Because if you want to get education and training into people's hands, sometimes that has to be community-led. Because if there isn't really a community there, then, other vendors don't want to come in and enter that space.
Absolutely, right? And, social can democratize the entire space of information sharing in appropriate ways.
Right.
And there's still plenty of room for the capitalists and all of us to do what we need to do, right?
It also reduces the friction to total engagement, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've observed in SPM, right?
Mm-hmm.
The engagement level is there because it is easy, right? We don't have to decide which blog or which channel. There is, this is where the eyeballs are.
Core,
I love, our community is so close.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody mentions somebody, if that person doesn't respond, I can imagine their peers emailing them and saying, hey, people are waiting for you to respond to this.
Right. That's it. Well, that's absolutely true. And also, it's part of our brand, right? Being active in community is part of what we've all done. And implicitly or otherwise, we've committed to that, as a part of being professionals in this area. And so, absolutely, that's important. But I really think that the somewhat confidential nature of the conversations that you can have on SPM set it apart from what happens on Twitter or what happens on those blog posts or what have you. Doesn't mean I don't use those things as well, right? And I'm sure we all do.
It's great as the community. I mean, the wonderful thing about Yammer is it democratizes that environment, right? So anybody can create a group on SPM.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to create a private group where you and a vendor or you as a group of people want to come together and have a private group on there, you can do that.
That's right.
You can create that secure environment if you want to. We're just giving a place for the community to come together so that people can actually have those conversations they need to.
Yes. And another thing, and I don't know how you all feel about this, but sometimes there can be a little bit of community overload. There's a lot, everybody's trying to do something, and it's all from positive intent, right? But there can be, we go over here for this, and we go over there for that, and what have you. What is the really kind of distinguishing factor about SPM and why it's a great place for someone to spend maybe the only 20 minutes they have in that day for social?
I think that it's a quick way of catching up on what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's not just one way of I'm just going to ask questions.
Right.
A lot of people are sharing their ideas. They're sharing their blogs. And because we've got a fairly large population, we recently passed 5,500 members.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets in front of the top influencers.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw a top 25 influencer. Every single one of those 25 are in SPM.
Of course.
And it would be awkward if they weren't.
Yes, exactly.
but essentially, they are very well, in fact, I think that 100 list, very well represented in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is when you ask a question, you're tapping into that network.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, what you'd find is people who want to share their blogs so they can get feedback from others. There's even an expo hall where vendors who want to tap into the community, there's an expo hall that's designed for a place where even third parties
can
share their products and have conversations with people who are trying to figure out, what do I use as a replacement for InfoPath?
Well, I love the idea of the virtual expo hall. I think that's brilliant. Yeah. I've been out there, and I think it looks wonderful. And, you know, it's a great idea because, you know, not all of us can get away and come to something like this and mm-hmm. see all of the amazing suppliers that are out there doing yeah. interesting things, right? If I can go and browse that, when I'm actually in the mood to do it, I'm going to actually retain more as well, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And it's on-demand information.
Such a great idea. It's really an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And what's great about SPM is we've got all parts of that ecosystem in there.
Absolutely. Well, I really want to thank all of you for coming and sharing all this information. It's wonderful. And, of course, we want people to go out there and join SPM. Mm-hmm. That's the central message, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, go and find it, join it, get involved, get engaged, and stay in the conversation. That is the point of SharePoint Conference Television and all the content that's going to be available to you on Channel 9 right after the conference. So I really want to thank my guests again. If you'd like to see some highlights of the conference to date, turn to Channel 3 in your room. You'll get to see all the highlights of the great activities that are happening. Once again, I'm Caruana Gatimu, and you've been watching SharePoint Conference Television. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.